Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, dear friends, and welcome to Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me today, wherever you're listening from, at home, in your car, preparing for the day, or already on the move. May your heart be calm and open to the encouragement God has for you today. Take a deep breath, relax for a moment, and let's spend these next few minutes together in God's presence. Today's topic is the blessing of contentment, and our Bible text is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. There's a well-known story from the life of John D. Rockefeller, once the richest man in the world. A reporter asked him a simple question: how much money is enough? Rockefeller replied with an honest but sobering answer: just a little bit more. Think about that for a moment. Here was a man who had more wealth than most people could ever imagine, yet even he felt he didn't have enough. His answer reveals something profound about the human heart. Without contentment, nothing will ever feel sufficient. And this is why the Bible teaches us something powerful in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Not wealth, not status, not possessions, but contentment. Let's look briefly at the life of the Apostle Paul. Paul wrote these words in Philippians 4, verse 11 to 12. I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to live with little, and I know how to live with plenty. Now here is the surprising part. Paul wrote this while he was in prison. He didn't have freedom. He didn't have comfort. He didn't have luxury. Yet he had peace. Why? Because Paul had discovered a secret many people never learn in their lifetime. He reveals it in Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul understood that contentment does not come from what you have. It comes from who you trust. Let me ask you a sincere question today. Have you ever looked at someone else's life and felt like yours wasn't enough? Maybe someone got the job you wanted. Maybe someone's business seems to be doing better. Maybe someone appears to have the perfect family, perfect house, or perfect life. But listen carefully to this wisdom from Hebrews 13 verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Did you catch that? The real reason we can be content is not because everything is perfect. It's because God is present. And when God is with you, you already have what matters most. A question for your heart today. Let me ask you something honestly. Are you waiting for the next blessing before you allow yourself to be grateful? Are you saying in your heart, "When I get that promotion, then I'll be happy. When my business grows, then I'll have peace. When life becomes easier, then I'll rejoice." But what if God is inviting you today to discover joy right where you are? The truth is, contentment is not the absence of desire. It is the presence of gratitude. And the Bible reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, not just the good ones, all circumstances." Let's see the blessing hidden in contentment. Contentment unlocks several powerful blessings. 1. Contentment brings peace. When your heart is content, anxiety loses its grip. Philippians 4 verse 7 says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Today, I declare that God's peace will guard your heart. 2. Contentment protects you from unnecessary burdens. Many people are exhausted not because they lack blessings, but because they are chasing too many things. But Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." When you focus on God, he takes care of the rest. 3. Contentment prepares you for greater blessings. Interestingly, People who appreciate small blessings are often trusted with bigger ones. Luke 16 verse 10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." So if you are faithful with what you have today, God is preparing something greater ahead. As you go today, here's a word of encouragement for you. If you feel like your life hasn't reached where you expected it to be yet, I want to encourage you today. God is not finished with your story. Just because your journey is still unfolding doesn't mean your blessings are absent. Remember what Psalm 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That means God knows what you need, and He knows when you need it. So today, breathe, trust Him, and embrace the blessing of contentment. Time for reflection. Let me invite you to pause for a moment and reflect. What blessings in your life have you overlooked? What has God already provided that you haven't thanked Him for lately? What would change in your heart if you chose gratitude today? Actions for the day. Here's a simple action you can take today. Write down three things you are grateful for. They may seem small, but gratitude transforms ordinary moments into extraordinary blessings. As you go today I declare over your life, your heart will find peace in God's provision in Jesus' name. You will experience joy that is not dependent on circumstances. Anxiety about tomorrow will leave your heart, and God will open your eyes to see the blessings already around you. And as you walk in gratitude, greater blessings will follow you in Jesus' name. Now, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, if you can, say this with me aloud. Today, I choose gratitude. God has been faithful to me. I have everything I need for this season. My heart is at peace. My life is blessed. And my future is secure in God's hands. I walk in joy, faith, and contentment today. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for the blessings we sometimes overlook. Today, we ask that you help us to develop hearts that are grateful and content in every season. Lord, remove anxiety, comparison, and restlessness from our hearts. Fill us instead with your peace and joy. May your presence guide every step our listeners take today. Let doors open for them. Let favor surround them. And let their hearts remain anchored in your goodness. We commit this day into your hands. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday Podcast devotional. If this message encouraged you, please share it with someone who may need this reminder today. Your simple act of sharing might bring hope to someone's heart. Until next time, remember, with God, every day is another opportunity for victory. Have a blessed and content-filled day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.